This is Seniors React, where each week we gather a group of older Americans and get their reactions to the latest technology. This week, it's Snapchat.
Snapchat?
Snap-chess.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Once in Snapchat, go ahead and take a photo of yourself.
I hate pictures of these things. They look awful.
Just use your thumb and your forefinger.
I don't know how to use an eye.
So how did it come out?
I screwed up.
Buckley Manor had a tortured history. Quite literally. The Bennets thought they had left this history in the past when they converted the manor into a charming bed and breakfast in the 1980s.
We tried to make a guest feel that they were stepping back in time.
But then guests started reporting strange occurrences. At 14, most girls would be thinking about getting their learner's permit and daydreaming about the cute boy in homeroom. But for the students at Glen Dance, their career in ballet was the sole focus of their thoughts. Sarah stood out early as a particularly gifted performer.
Ballet has become my life within these past 4 years at the school.
And Miss Addison didn't hesitate to handle the lead roles, even at such a young age.
I was 7 years old when my dad decided to put me into creative movement.
Hong Kong. Whichever side of the bay you're on, there is an abundance of things to do and sights to see. Join us over the next hour as we take you on a tour of one of Asia's most vibrant cities. Willie Owens claimed to have been abducted 3 times over a 40-year period.
Has to be a world out there somewhere. I don't know who it is.
The reports he filed with the county sheriff back in the 60s seemed sober and credible, but locals said his stories got more outlandish with each passing decade. It turned out that Carla had been living a double life. Her family thought the mild-mannered school teacher was the epitome of the perfect woman, balancing a career and a happy family with what seemed like effortless ease. But as her lies began to spiral out of control, her behavior became more erratic.
I can't say that from now on I'll be a perfect citizen, but I'm just going to try day by day.
What Detective Roberts now needed to answer was whether her actions were simply those of someone with a secret to hide, or whether Carla had actually been responsible for her husband's mysterious disappearance.